Well, firstly, just to offer my condolences to Sean's wife, Anne, and to their children, Emer, Anya, Connor and Killian, and, of course, the grandchildren, of whom he was very proud. And, of course, as you said, Brendan Smith TD and his other brothers and sisters and wider family. Sean Smith has been a local councillor since 1979, and he succeeded his late father, John F. Smith, who was a councillor for many years before that. So the Smith name is very well known in local and indeed through Brendan national politics across our region. Sean was a very determined, committed public representative, and that determination of spirit was shown in the way he faced his illness over the last number of years. And despite his declining health, he still logged on virtually to our last council meeting on Monday last, just a week ago. So right up until the end, and despite his poor health, Sean continued with his work at council level and on behalf of his constituents. In those years, indeed, that he has been sick, perhaps that outlet was a source of comfort for him, I'm sure, that he was able to continue with it.
He was somebody that very much was synonymous with getting work done on the ground in the whole Ballyconnell area, and we look at the project there, the Bannamore Ballyconnell Canal and the Shannon Irnway, the waterway. But he was also somebody that was very closely, just like his brother Brendan, very closely linked with agricultural circles.
Well, not just being a very hard working public representative, John was a very hard working farmer, and no matter what, as a dairy farmer, he had to get fit in the milking morning and evening and the calving that goes with that. No matter what, he was totally committed to getting that work done, and he was very obviously a very hard working man. Certainly was not afraid to put in the long hours, and both myself and my late father served with him in the one electoral area, and sometimes, in as everyone knows in politics, that can be a tough task and can give rise to a bit of tension every now and then. But Sean was always good humoured. You could have your debate with him. We also had a good friendship, and I have to say, you know, say I really respected his wisdom and valued his judgment. He was an exemplary public representative and had great judgment on issues as they arose at local level.